Good morning and welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. I'm your host, Annelie. Today, I'm planning to pack my things to go to the city with my family for spring break. They are on holiday from April 22nd to April 26th. So this weekend, we're going to pack. Technically, I only need to pack some things for my kid because I have a whole drawer in my mom's house. I have underwear in her house. I have pants. I have shirts. I have a toothbrush. I have deodorant. And I just use my mom's or my sister's perfume. I have body spray from Bath & Body Works. Is it Bath & Body Works? Or am I confusing it? Well, I have several sprays. I have Rihanna sprays from Fenty or whatever the name of her line. I have a lot of Rihanna perfumes, actually. My first love for Rihanna perfume came ages ago when I was around 18 years old. My aunt had the perfume. Was it Rogue? Was that the first perfume of Rihanna I fell in love with? I just remember smelling it on her one day. And I was like, what is that? And she was like, oh, and she showed me the perfume. And I was like, and I have never went back. Just really, really such a great scent. I'm trying to really think what was the name of it because I literally have it in the house right now still. I have like a travel size version and I have the full size version. I think it was called Rogue if I'm not mistaken. Rogue, I think. Yeah, it's called Rogue. Okay, so that's their first. I just had to go on Google real quick to confirm. Rogue is the first Rihanna perfume that I fell in love with. And then after that one, I was like, I need to get me some more because I don't know how she's concocting these smells, but I love them. Then I bought the Rebel by Rihanna. I bought that perfume. It's called Rebel. I still have it because even if I spray myself 3-4 times, I'm not going to go crazy with it because the scent is strong enough that to me, if I spray more than 3-4 times, the smell's going to stay in the room for hours. And that's what I like the perfume to do, that I don't have to respray myself throughout the day. So my mom just bought me the Fenty Beauty by Rihanna, the perfume, her latest one. So this would be my third Rihanna perfume. Whatever that woman does, whatever she does, I don't know what it is, her music, her fashion, her, what is it called? The cosmetic. She makes clothes. She makes underwear. She makes makeup. Anything that woman does, I like it. Now, this is not a sponsor. It's not a sponsor. I'm just saying things that I like. I haven't tried her clothes lines or her underwear line. I always be thinking about getting it because so many people have said good things about it. And I feel like what I love the most about her things is how it's for many sizes. It's very inclusive. Anybody could wear them. And when she does her fashion show in Amazon, I've watched all her fashion shows in Amazon. Every time she puts on a show, there's people there that are overweight, people there that are extremely skinny, people there that are missing body parts, like missing limbs. So many people, she includes them. They're dark skin, light skin, people with skin conditions. I love it. I truly enjoy watching her fashion shows. Now that I said this little shower of love for Rihanna, let me get into what I wanted to talk to today. Today, I want to talk about waiting. Oh, I also need to put a disclaimer. So my bestie, hey bestie, she let me know that the episode called Habit, it cuts off after minute 14 and 20 seconds. After that mark, it cuts off. Thank you for your patience. For some reason, I uploaded it, and I'm not sure why the rest of the audio got cut out, because I believe it's a 20-minute audio. And for some reason, on mark 14:20, it's just silence. And I downloaded it, tried to re-upload it, and the AI caught it and cut it off at 14:20 instead of letting it run those 6 minutes like the original episode. But I deleted that and I said, you know what? I'ma leave the original audio with the original mistake and just thank you guys for your patience. Anytime you catch anything with my episodes, let me know. If you have the Podbean app, you can leave it in the comment to let me know that something is wrong with the audio and I could figure out in the future why is that happening. So as I'm recording this, I'm gonna make sure after I upload it to go through the entire video to make sure that it doesn't glitch and cut off. Because me, what I was doing is, oh, AI got it, it's fine. I wasn't double checking that the audio was good. I was just, when I first got the AI on the, when I first started paying for the AI tool in Podbean, first of all, it's 3 hours for the month. So I either continue to talk and talk and talk throughout the episodes and not worry about the 3 hours to not worry about making content within 3 hours, which is what I usually do. So not all the episodes are edited by AI. Some of them are raw the way that I upload them and that's it. So it was my mistake for thinking that if I upload it to the AI is going to be flawless, but it has its glitches. So from now on, I have to listen to the audio to make sure, after I upload it, I have to make sure that the audio is complete. Otherwise, I have to do it over. I hope I don't have to do that, but things happen in life. So thank you, bestie. Thank you so much for telling me I love you. Now waiting, right? I'm waiting to get good. That's a good transition into this. Good job. Good job. Good job to me. That's a good transition. I'm waiting to get good. I'm waiting to get good for this podcast. I'm waiting to get good on the audio, on the editing. We are all waiting for something in life. But while I wait, I'm going to put in my 1% daily of improving myself in certain areas. I am waiting to be more patient with myself. I am waiting for the career opportunity to show themselves to me. I am waiting to become whole and heal. I am waiting for my menstrual cycle to be less painful. I am waiting to become a better driver. I am waiting into the iPhone 16 to drop so I can upgrade my phone because the tiny keyboard of the iPhone Pro pisses me off. I don't like typos and I consistently make them because somehow my tiny koala hands are too big for this phone. I am waiting for some of my loved ones to make better decisions. I am waiting for my relationship with God to deepen. I am waiting to unpause my deferred dream. So waiting, what does it mean to you? How does it help you? How does it deter you? Because waiting can be detrimental in certain areas. I understand that because there's days that I know as soon as 9 o'clock comes that I gotta clock into my job, that I gotta call people. Don't get me wrong, I love helping people. It's just because I'm not being paid well, it just makes me feel like I'm wasting my talent here. So I have to do a lot of coaching for myself. Every single day I have to coach myself to clock in at 9, not say F this job and be unemployed for 6 months and collect unemployment. It takes a lot of coaching on my end to tell myself it's going to get better, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. Not at this establishment, but for me personally, it's going to get better. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the opportunity, and I have faith that the opportunity will present itself. I believe that it'll happen. I'm going to continue to work on my mental health, my physical health, my spiritual health. Today, I am almost close to the 90-day mark doing the 16-8 fast, and I've noticed a lot of changes. I feel like even my skin is peeling less for some reason. My skin used to be, oh, thank you for your patience. I'm dealing with allergies. So my throat might start to try to close up a little bit. I might be coughing here and there. My nose might be runny. I might be sucking a little bit of boogers, TMI. Just thank you for your patience. I cannot apologize for something that my body is going through that I have no control over. Apparently, somehow, some way, the body is having issues with pollen or dust or whatever it is having a reaction to. Thank you so much for your patience. And back to what I was saying before I get Dory brain and get distracted. Waiting. I'm in a period of waiting, and I also believe I'm in a period of reaping what I sow. I've been in this job for 4 years, and I believe the leader that I have right now, the supervisor that I have right now, I feel like she's too good for this job, and I know she's going to be leaving any minute now, any day she's gonna leave. So I'm trying to build a network with her and build a relationship with her where even if she leaves, I could use her as a reference, because I hear from my coworkers that she says good things about me. And now my job is trying to do this BS. I asked for a raise, right? And I discussed in previous episodes that they gave me a 17 cent, a very disrespectful, they spat in my face. If they would have spit in my face, that would have been more respectful than the 17 cent raise that they gave me. They gave me a 17 cent raise in 2022. After that, I got disappointed and I didn't ask for a raise again. I was like, you know what? These supervisors, they're not the right advocate for me. For some reason, now that this new supervisor came in, I thought to myself, I think she's the right supervisor to advocate for me, because sometimes you don't get the raise. It's not because the company doesn't want to give it to you. It's because your supervisor is a piece of work, to not call them something else. They're bottom of the barrel people. They're miserable people, and they don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you being better than them. They don't want to see you having more money than them. So they are the ones that be blocking your blessing, the supervisors. So I felt like this is the supervisor. Mind you, the supervisor that I got when I started this job, she was super cool, super nice. I loved her. But she didn't get me to where I needed to go. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when it's my turn to bless other people, I'm going to be a direct line, a real bridge of support for people. I know that as a leader, the leader that I am, in my family, in my loved one's life, in many areas of my life, I believe that I'm there to nurture other people, pour into other people, bless other people. I don't believe in blocking their ideas. I don't believe in being better than them. I don't believe in that. I believe that we all can get it. I believe that we could all eat. I believe that we could all have the income that we want to have. We are working on it. We're waiting to improve ourselves. That's what we're doing. If you're listening to me, you're waiting right now. It's a possibility that you're cooking or you're cleaning or you're driving, whatever it is that you're doing, anything that you need in life, there's a chance that you have to wait for it. If you apply to a job, sometimes these jobs answer you the same day when they might answer you 30 days later. We just never know with these things, right? We have to learn to let go of things we have no control over. For example, I applied to a job around 7 a.m, I would say. And at 9 a.m, they called me. And I almost didn't answer because I was like, I don't know, this number, you know, scam. You know how scam callers be. And I decided to answer it. I said, all right, I'm going to answer it. I'm letting my intuition get a hold of a lot of things in my life. And I'm truly trying to be in tune with my intuition to not miss opportunities, right? So I answered the call and they told me, we just saw that you applied to this position, this and that. I was shocked. I was dumbfounded, whatever the word is. English is my second language. I was like, oh my Lord, the universe truly is working in my favor. I am collecting the fruits that I've sown. I'm collecting, I'm reaping what I sow. Unfortunately, I couldn't take it because the schedule that they have doesn't fit in with my lifestyle. I'm very work-life balanced right now. I don't believe in, you could be paying me, you could offer me $1 million the hour, and if it's detrimental to my health, I'm not taking it. If it's detrimental to my mental health, I'm not taking it. If it's detrimental to my relationship with my loved ones, I'm not taking it. Money is not buying me. I am trying and I am looking for a better quality life. I'm not looking to be rich and miserable. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for genuine prosperity. Prosperity that brings me joy, generational wealth, overabundance of wealth. in every area of my life. Wealth of health, wealth of self, wealth of love, not just wealth of riches. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to be more in tune with myself, more respectful to myself. I'm trying to pause and tell my brain, thank you, because I misplaced something and then I let it go. And you were looking in all the crevices of the brain to find it. Thank you, brain. Thank you, brain, for working so hard for me. Thank you so much, brain. You do so much for me, brain. I love you, brain. Yes, I tell my body parts that I love them. It's not your business. Mind your business. Be in your business. I promise that if you try this to be more loving and more caring for yourself and to yourself, a lot of things are going to start to look up. You're going to start worrying less about other things that were making you miserable before. Put in your 1%. Continue to wait for your higher self. Continue to wait for that better person that's going to come out of you. Continue to wait for the result. Results that are good for you do not come Amazon Express. They do not get delivered the same day. You do not get instant gratification. We have to wait for the delayed gratification, because usually things that are great for our lives take time to be built, to be nurtured, and to appear in our life. It takes time. It takes time. Now this week, I'm going to go ahead and recommend again to go touch grass. Go touch grass. Wherever you are in the world, even if it's cold, even if it's hot, humid, try to be outside for 20 minutes. Get a little bit of sunlight. Get some vitamin D in your system. Stretch a little bit. You know, touch your toes. You know, go for a walk. Get some fresh air. Get some fresh air today. Today. While the sun is out. Because sometimes after 7, 8 p.m., depending on what time, what part of the world you're in, it's cold. And the sun is not out, and when the sun is not out, it's just cold. I'm just saying, go get some sun. Just touch grass, get some sun. Ground yourself. Breathe in. Do your box breathing. Do your outlets. Don't forget to do your outlets. Listen to your therapist. Listen to your doctor. Have a great care team around you. Have a good support team around you. Get to the bag. Get to everything that you need to get to. Put in your 1%. Don't forget. I'm not going to get tired of telling you that you need to do better for yourself. Put yourself first. Put yourself first and then handle other people's stuff. Because if you can't even give yourself a few minutes a day or a few hours, if you are privileged, you will get a few hours to yourself, to improve yourself, to love on yourself, to hold yourself. That is a privilege. Many of us have 3-4 jobs, go to school. And we haven't found the time or the routine to hold ourselves, love on ourselves, pause for ourselves, check ourselves, tell ourselves, hey, are you good today? Do we need a break? Hey, anger, what is it that you're trying to tell me? I hear you, anger. Oh, hey, sadness, what is it that you want to tell me? I understand. We're going to move through it. We're going to get through it. It's going to get better. If how vulnerable I have been with you today has helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me for more. I put out new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. My podcast is available now on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, Samsung Podcast, Podchaser, Boomplay, Deezer, and Podcast Addict. I am growing through every experience. I hope that you are too. Now, AI, you better catch this. You better not mess this up, AI. I said that outro really flawlessly. You better not mess up, AI. You listening to me, AI? You better not mess it up. You better not mess up my audio. I swear to God.